Well, I've been tucking away these testimonies in the pockets of my heart and mind, and what do I got a story for you? So, with that, if you'll turn me to Proverbs 16, and let's share some good news, which we might not always see as good news, but what I'm here to tell you today is it is good news. But as humans, we might not always see it as good news. And so, here's the good news. If you turn me to Proverbs 16, verse 18, it says this: Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before stumbling. You may be asking yourself, how's that good news? So I'm fixing to explain it to you. So, we had gotten away with the family a little bit ago, and we were walking down this sidewalk, and we had a particular four-year-old with us. I'm not going to say her name. And we were going down this sidewalk, and it was Michelle and I, and the older two that were with us were off doing their own thing. We've reached that place. And so we're walking, and this one's running and jumping all around. It's a lot of concrete around. And if you're a dad and you kind of were trained in OSHA, you're like, you don't get the name OSHA Josh for no reason. You see accidents about to happen. It's like, scoot that cup up just up there. You go, you might want to slow down. And the statement was, I never fall. I looked at Michelle and I said, well, you know what's fixing to whap? Oh, my goodness. And I said, before I could even get it out of my mouth, down that young person went. And it was humbling. It was the grace of God that brings in the humbling, that brings in the discipline. It's a loving Father. If you turn me to Hebrews 12, I'll show you. And if you'll start me in verse 7. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? I mean, this is just earthly practicality here. Doesn't instruct, doesn't love, doesn't care for. But if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, and you are illegitimate children and not sons, that one doesn't belong to me. I'm not going to discipline him. Verse 9, furthermore, we had earthly fathers to discipline us, and we respected them. Shall we not much rather be subject to the Father of spirits and live? He knows my heart. He knows the motivations. He knows where I'm coming from. He knows how to get me in the right place as well. Verse 10, for they disciplined us for a short time as seemed best to them. I would say maybe 18 years. And it's true. It seemed best to us, and we're fallen man. But he disciplines us, watch this, for our good, for the benefit, to produce in us something, so that we may share his holiness. So I wanted to share it today as good news. There's going to be humblings that come into our lives. There's going to be times of instruction and discipline from the Lord. You know, I can say this in my own life. I'm so thankful that God so loves you and I, that he begins to bring that humbling in our lives because there's some good things that come out of it. We share in his holiness. What I can tell you is when the humbling comes into my life, it makes me more loving. It makes me more compassionate. There's some other things that it begins to do too. It begins to reveal to me just really how weak I really am and impressionable I really am. And how much I need to be dependent upon him. How I need to be attached to the vine. If I want anything good and profitable to come in my life. You have someone that wants to run on that sidewalk and they're jumping and they're all, and I never fall. That person is going to begin to get a big head. That person's going to begin to look down on others. That person's not going to be very loving. The other thing when discipline comes into my life, and it's the love of God that does this, it's the grace of God. It makes me more vigilant to my wrong way of thinking. And we as humans, we have this thing called sin, that we miss the mark of perfection. We begin to, as Proverbs 3 to say, we rely on our own understanding. And a lot of times that's where we as human beings go wrong. And that's where Proverbs says, don't rely upon your own understanding, but acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He'll make your path straight. He begins to reveal to me my wrong way of thinking. And another thing that He begins to reveal to me in that time of humbling is He begins to reveal to me just how loving and thoughtful and caring He is, because He is growing me to share in who He is. And when you start to align with who God is, with who Christ is, that's where joy comes in. That's where peace comes in. That's where real fellowship comes in. That's where real ministry comes in. That's where real thoughtfulness comes in. And just to recap, He reveals to me just how weak I truly am and just how much we truly need Him. So today, may you see the good news of God, an aspect of the good news. When John the Baptist comes, he says, repent. Be baptized for the forgiveness of our sins. You realize that a part of the good news is, okay, I fall short. He is good. He is holy. He knows what's best. Lord, please forgive me for ever thinking that, as Pastor Greg was saying in Corinthians, we're all that in a bag of chips. Forgive me, Lord. Because what that does is it keeps us loving Him, and it keeps us loving each other, and it keeps us seeing fallen and broken mankind the right way. It keeps us discerning the right way, too, of when to stand firm and when to have more grace. So as you see the humbling of the Lord, and as you see discipline come into your life, may you remember that I do fall. And a righteous man gets back up, and it's never good to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. And the definition of humility in a part of Scripture is one of the things that I truly enjoy. It means low to the ground. And that really is that place of prayer and that place of devotion to the Lord. It's where Mary was when she was washing Christ's feet. And so it's a good place for all of us to remember. And just for a side note, within 2 days, we were in the medical room 3 times. After that statement. So it's the grace of God to teach us those lessons. Don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to, son. But each has been given a measure of faith. Serve the Lord. Stay close to Him. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they'll see the kingdom of God. We don't know what's best, Lord. You know what's best. And really, I'm very weak. But when I'm weak, He's made strong. So may we just stay in that place of humility, that place of brokenness, and that place upon the dependency of Jesus Christ alone. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to say forgive me for the many times that old pride, that old wicked pride has creeped into my life and to all of our lives, Lord. Lord, we don't make ourselves breathe. We don't make our heart beat. We don't make our blood circulate. It's just so clear just how kind and gracious You are to all of humanity. But Lord, in our pride and our wrong way of thinking, we start thinking we're somebody. Lord, we're sorry. May we as a body and all believers, Your true church all over the world, may You just begin to keep that old pride out of our life. May we stay broken. May we stay close to the ground, that place of homage, that place of reverence for You, realizing just how much we need You, and also realizing, Lord, how much we need Your direction, because it is in that direction where we find fellowship with You, and we find grace and peace and joy for that day. In Jesus' name, amen.